Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, my name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Again, we're going to be talking about the marriage of the Lamb, the marriage part two. Our devotional scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 28. It reads as follows. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name for all the wisdom and knowledge you have given us thus far. We just ask that you will continue to give us knowledge that we may dwell in our marriages according to your will and according to your will only. Father, we just thank you, and we ask that you will continue to manifest your presence in all of your people's marriage. Oh, God, we just thank you in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you again. Again, we are talking about marriage. Amen. Amen. So we want to start by saying, amen, that we had went over the sexual part of this marriage on last week, but we know by reading this particular text, most of the marriage is pertaining to sex. Amen. Amen. You may agree with it, you may not. Amen. But that's you. But if you will look in the Word and identify the words of these scripture texts, and define them, you will see, amen, that most of this that Paul is talking about is pertaining to a sexual relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. But we pick up, amen, where we left off on last week. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. This is on last week we left off, so we're starting at verse 10. It say, unto the married I command, not I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried or reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Oh, God, hallelujah. Now we get in the issues of marriage, amen. The issues of marriage, amen. Number one, he said, let not the wife depart from the husband. Now, the word depart is an interesting word, because the word depart have to do with unbelieving, apostasy, amen, and it have to do with the word asunder. Remember that Jesus himself, amen, in Mark 10, amen, in Mark 10, talking about marriage, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to Jesus with their words, and Jesus answered them in Mark 10, 5, saying, and Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. He's talking about Moses wrote the precept because of the hardening of their heart. But from the beginning of the creation, God created them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. And the twain, meaning two, shall be one flesh. So they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Amen. He uses that word asunder. Asunder. Amen. The word asunder also means to depart, to cut apart, to tear apart. Amen. And it ought to leave. Amen. That's what asunder means. Basically the same basic thing here, to depart. Amen. Amen. So Paul is writing and he's telling, amen, amen, the Corinth church, amen, these particular things, the reason why an individual want to depart a marriage is not necessarily because they are unequally yoked, amen. It's something in the marriage that may cause them to become unequally yoked. They're not necessarily marrying a person that's unequally yoked. Something can happen in the marriage that causes these things, amen, hallelujah. Like not going to church, men, hallelujah. Like not going to church, women, amen. You know what I'm talking about. Like when the woman comes to church without the man, or when the man comes to church without the family, hallelujah. Meaning that one going in one direction and the other going in the other direction, amen. That's unequally yoked, even though most of people don't understand what he's talking about, amen, but we have to understand, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even when sex has to do with the marriage, amen, if one person don't want to have sex and the other one don't want to have sex, that's unequally yoked, amen, because you're not doing what the word of God tells you to do. Oh, hallelujah. Even if you decide not to have sex with your husband or with your wife, you departing, amen, from the faith. And what I mean by departing from the faith is that you departing from that husband or that wife by your soul and by your body. Meaning that you're taking that part from that man, or you're taking that part from that woman. Amen. Recognize the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says this. Amen. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If a brother have a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, not put her away. Amen. The Bible's talking about it. Don't send her away. Why? Because you might sanctify her. That's your job in the beginning, to sanctify her. The word believe come from the word pistis, amen. And when you put the alpha in front of pistis, amen, it negates the word and it become unbelief, amen. Can I get a witness here? So we have to understand what's going on, amen, in our marriages, amen. There's a lot of things that happen in a marriage that can cause someone not to believe anymore in God. It's the same when somebody is going to church, amen, and something happened to them to stop believing in God and they defect. Amen. I'm using the word defect. They defect from Christianity, or they leave Christianity. Some people even have the gumption to leave Christianity to another religion or another faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. That means that they depart. They depart, or defecting, or leaving from a previous standing, and this adds up to apostasy. Oh God, it's biblical, church. It's biblical. That's what 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 is talking about. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, amen, verses 1, 2, 3, that's what this is talking about. They doing it because they allow Satan to send a false doctrine in there. They allow Satan to send a sinner player in there. They allow Satan, amen, to send a harlot in there. Oh, y'all ain't, come on now. Something happened in this marriage. Oh, God. The scripture said this, church. The scripture said this. Oh, God. In verse 13, it said, and the woman which has a husband that believeth not, if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Amen. Why? For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Elsewhere your children are clean, but now they are holy. Amen. Oh, God. Because they don't want sin all over the place, amen. Paul don't want sin all over the place. Then the children will get a bad name, amen. Not only a bad name, the community probably would ban these children. So we have to understand, church, our character is reflected on what we do in this life, amen. I'm talking about our walk in Christ, amen. This is what it reflects, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. We're going to, in verse 15, it said, but if the unbelieving depart, it says, but if the unbelieving depart, the one that has allowed this to come into marriage and start unbelieving, believing God, or unbelieving in unfaithfulness, unbelieving in the marriage, is no longer a Christian because of what he's doing in this life. If he decides to leave, let him leave. Oh, God. Hallelujah. This is what Paul is saying. I ain't saying it. You're reading it in the Word. Amen. Let him depart. Oh, God, let him depart. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said, a brother or a sister is not under bondage in this such call. Amen. But God has called us unto peace. He's not in bondage in this such cause. I know that Jesus said, amen, that except for fornication. amen, that you should divorce, amen. But here he said, if you're unbelieving also. So you got fornication and unbelieving. That's not just one thing. I know the church been dwelling on fornication, but the church is lying to us. Let me show you how the church is lying to us, because the word fornication has been changed throughout the history of the Bible. Oh God. The word fornication comes from a Latin word. It means fornix. Amen. And fornix has to do with sex, my children. Amen. All this has to do with sex. Oh God, fornix, amen, has to do, amen, with the vagina of a woman. It is the surrounding of the uterus, amen. Can I get over? That's where fornication comes from, because you have to go into a woman, amen, to be able to fornicate. That's what they were saying, amen. It was intercourse with a prostitute. Oh God, hallelujah. This what Israel done with God, and this what the church is doing with God. They are prostituting themselves. They are inside a vault. Amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God. So this world chose to change fornication in a broad manner so it can force people to marry. Oh God, hallelujah. That's how fornication now, in the Greek, it is called porneia, amen. But it also have the same meaning as fornix in the Latin with pornos, amen. But with a male prostitute, oh God, hallelujah, oh God. So porneia is where we get our English word porn from, amen. And porneia is just sexual immorality. Adultery is sexual immorality. Amen. Can I get a witness here? It's a lot of things that fall up under that umbrella because man chose to do this so they can force you and I and the history of the church to marry. Amen. Why would they want to do this? Amen. Why would they want to do this? Because people was wild. It was abusing the women. They was abusing everything. The men did not treat the women perfectly right. Amen. They used them and sent them on their way. Amen. So here's the thing. This is a reason why you have what we call a marriage license. Amen. The word license comes from a Latin word, licentious, amen, hallelujah. It's where we get our word in the Bible, lasciviousness, from, amen, and it means without restraint. So the world is saying to you, your government officials are saying to you, your leaders of your country is saying to you, if you cannot restrain yourself from having sex, you have to get a marriage license. That's just what they are saying to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, that's what the Bible didn't talk about a marriage license. Amen. This didn't happen till way later. Oh God, hallelujah. This didn't happen in the Bible days. The Bible said that the husband was responsible for the daughter's marriage. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. The husband was responsible for that. He gave the daughter away. Amen. To whom he wanted to give her away to. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And they made this a marriage complete. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. By a lot of things. Amen. Can I get a witness here? That also was a payment involved. Now we call it a ring. Amen. Can I get a witness here? So there's a lot of things that the church is not telling the people, and a lot of things that the people do not know. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. But we can't get into all of this right now. Oh God, evil, oh God. The Bible say in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it say, for what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou save, amen, thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou save thy wife? He asked a question. You don't know whether you will save your wife or not. What? Amen. He's talking about deliver her by your behavior, your sanctification. That's your job anyway. The Bible says the husband ought to sanctify the church, sanctify the wife, just as Christ has sanctified the church with what? With the word of God. It's the word of God that sanctifies. Amen. Hallelujah. But the problem is that the men, the husbands, do not know the word of God. Hallelujah. I say the problem is that the husbands do not know the word of God because they are not going to church. Amen. Hallelujah. If you go to church today or tomorrow, whatever you go to church, amen. Amen. I want you to give me a witness on this. You sit at there, you sit at the back of your church, amen. Yeah, hallelujah. And you see how many men come through your church doors compared to how many women come through that church door. Amen. Hallelujah. The men are the leader of the family. What I mean by leader, amen, they are in authority in the family, amen. But yet, the women is leading. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? And because the women are leading, amen, they are not any less smarter than what we are. This is not the plan of God. Hallelujah. And because this is not the plan of God, everything appears to be out of order. Oh, God. But even though it's not an order, somebody got to lead the families. Somebody got to teach the children. So I thank God for the women that's going to church and hearing the word, amen, and giving their children the word because their husbands have departed or deflected from God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The scripture said in verse 17, but as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, let everyone walk and so ordain I in all churches. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. In Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Oh God. I just want to thank God for another day, another hour that he'll give me a blessing, amen, to be able to understand his word, amen. He talks about, amen, the marriage of not only the married and the virgins in verse 28, I'm in. I started there and I'm in. Amen. Amen. He said, but as if thou married, thou hast not sinned, and if the virgin married, thou hast not sinned, nevertheless such shall be trouble in the flesh, but I'll spare you. Amen. What do you mean by that? That's the thing that I was trying to tell you in the beginning. Amen, about the license. Amen. They were saying that you were sinning, that the people were sinning because there was no written license involved. But what the woman has, the men used to marry the virgins. What the woman have is what you call a hymen. Some of the women don't even much know this, amen. They have a hymen, amen, and a hymen is a piece of skin that covers the vagina and the uterine area, amen. So when the men have sex with the women, amen, they are tight enough that the men will know, amen. And then there is a covenant, blood covenant, as the hymen is broken, amen. There is a blood covenant that takes place between the man and the woman, amen. Hallelujah. So the man would know that this was a virgin. Hallelujah. And if not, it was a virgin, he would take her back to her father, amen, amen, and ask for his payment back. And if he was wrong, he would have to pay the father and stay married to the woman. Oh God, look it up if you want to look it up, amen. So they were saying that the people was committing sexual immorality, amen, because they was having sex, amen, before marriage, in which they was not, amen. The covenant agreement is always made in blood, amen. And every time you have sexual intercourse with your husband, you cut a covenant with him in blood. That is the same thing that Jesus doing with the church. He has made a covenant agreement in blood with his bride. Hallelujah. That's the reason why he's washing the blood, washing the bride, preparing the bride to be his beloved wife. But some of us, it's the same way in marriage. We're going to defect, like it says, the apostate church.